Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Whether you're looking to improve the overall aesthetics and efficiency of all those cables lying behind your office desk or TV entertainment center, or you simply want to keep small pets or young children away from dangerous wires, you might be looking for a smarter, more efficient way to keep it all organized. This week's new to Lutu is the D-Moose Cable Management Box that helps you stay organized, cut the clutter, and improve the look of your personal or professional space. This cable management box comes with a flat lid to help hide away power strips, USB cables, surge protectors, TV and video game console games, adapters, and protect them from little fingers and teeth. It's a good-sized box, so can fit quite a lot of cords. It measures out at 16 inches long, 6 inches high, and 5 inches wide. It kind of looks like a thin shoebox. It's made of high-density, fireproof ABS plastic, so you don't have to worry about overheating things. And along with hiding away those cables and cords, the box can be used for powering up small electronics, smartphones, cameras, or mobile devices by simply running the cords out of the sides and resting your items on top. This is a pretty simple product, but not only is it attractive in itself, it also will be effective in making your space more attractive. And that's the goal here, people. This morning, we're talking about the D-Moose brand of the cable management box, but there are a variety of other brands out there that offer the same thing and that look pretty similar. This cable management box in particular goes for about $25 on Amazon. Of course, we'll put a picture up so you can kind of visualize what we're talking about and put links up on Lou's Facebook page, on his Instagram. So check it out and see for yourself.
That's this week's Noodaloo 2.